This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Hold the Pod.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It's a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, and Overcast. We are all over the place. And if you guys don't like that new iOS 9 podcast app like me, you got options, man. You can check out all those other ones. Did you? Because I hate it. I still hate it. Joining me, Coach Dan. He likes iOS 9. What's up, man?
Not too much. How you doing?
I'm good.
I do like iOS 9 for the most part.
You see, I don't know. I think I'm just becoming such like an old man now that like when anything new comes out and they're like, hey, did you know you could do this now? I immediately disable it.
I don't like that they didn't tell you that you had to double-click the dates on calendars for it to open.
Mm.
So like I was like, something's wrong. It's not working. And I didn't know I had to double-click.
They don't tell you anything. They just change things. They expect you to figure it out.
Cool. I like some of the stuff they've done. I like the some of the stuff looks a little different, but
yeah, whatever.
That's fine. I don't know why they feel the change they made though to the iTunes is a little weird.
Oh, the Apple right. Music a music app that needs to just go away. Like if you want to do the Apple Music, cool, make it a separate app. Just let me organize the music the way I want to do it because you're making me want to go to like Google Play and that kind of stuff. But hey, we're not an Apple podcast. We're a Caps podcast. Let's talk hockey, man. Training camp.
We actually had some hockey to watch.
Sort of. I was pretty bored during that game, but
I don't know if I would say bored. Per se. No, I think I liked some of the stuff that I saw. It was nice to see the guys out there again. You could definitely tell it was their first game, real game in a while. You know, Ovechkin seemed to be a little bit off his game. The goalies were good, though. All three goalies played very well. The Caps had Holpe in for – Holpe missed the first, like, 36 seconds of the first period.
What's going on?
It was just an equipment problem. And so Ellis was in, and then Holpe went in until the little over 10 minutes left – or a little under 10 minutes left to go in the second. And then, Ben or did Ellis come in the third period?
I think the third period. I think he came in
third period. I mean, it was third period. Maybe I was expecting him to come in about halfway through the second. So then Ellis came in. He did well. Eddie locked it well for Carolina. So that was, it was fun to see the guys. It was nice to see. It was good to see Oshie out there.
Good to see
Orlov out there. He got hurt at one point, but he seemed to be okay.
I know. It was like, finally, he's back after a year and a half, and he's gone.
He was blocking some shots, though. I mean, I give him some credit.
Yeah, so let's talk about Orlov first. So what did you think about his return to the ice? I mean, definitely the dude's got to have some rust. Anybody would have a rust after being that long away from the rink. But he's got some pretty big shoes to fill with Mike Green gone. They got to expect Orlov and guys like Nate Schmidt to kind of pick up the slack. So what did you think of Orlov?
I like what I saw from Orlov. I think it's going to be difficult not only to come back from having so much time off, like you said, but also replacing or having the expectation to replace the production or some of the production that Mike Green brought to the team offensively anyways. I think it's going to be a little tough, but I think if the expectations are not too high for Orlov, then I think he will be fine. But that's going to be the biggest thing is managing the expectations and not only the expectations of the coaching staff or the fans, but his own expectations. I'm sure he's going to want to jump back out there and do his best right away, and it's going to take some time. There probably are going to be some struggles in the beginning of the season. Hopefully they don't end up costing the Caps too much in the end, but he's going to have some problems just getting used to the swing, getting back into the swing of things and being the kind of player he was before. But I liked what I saw on Monday. I think he played well, and I think he's going to be good.
Absolutely. I definitely
he's not Mike Green. He's not going to bring exactly what Mike Green bought. But I think he's a more well-rounded that's kind of tough to say. He's more of a well-rounded hockey player as opposed to just being completely offensive-minded. But he can bring in the offensive game. Not the same way. He's not going to have a lot of the same sort of slick stick moves that Green had, but he definitely can shoot the puck. He definitely can bring it up the ice. And I think he's going to be a very good player for this team, provided he can stay healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're going to see big things from him. But like you said, it's going to take a little bit of time. And that's what these preseason games are for. So I'm expected to see a lot of big things from him. What did you think of Oshie? Now, of course, this is preseason. Not everyone's playing, full on 100%. But what do you think of him? What do you think of him in that Caps jersey? Were you impressed by anything that he did in that first game?
Yeah, the little spin move I thought was nice. And I don't know if it was necessary, but it was definitely looked nice. And the backhand shot could have been a little closer to the goal. But that's all right. No, I like what I saw from him. And I thought it was interesting that after the game, he admitted that he was spending the first period just doing his best to get the puck to Ovechkin or Kuznetsov. And I think they were talking – I can't remember the article I read. I think it was from one of the guys over at CSN. But they were saying that that was sort of the problem they had with Marcus Johansson, that he would spend a lot of his trying to get the puck to Ovechkin and Backstrom instead of using that space. Because when you play on a line with those guys, the opposing team is going to be focusing a lot of their time on stopping Ovechkin and stopping Backstrom, which opens up space for that right winger. Or if Adam Oates is your coach, that left winger. So I think it was interesting that Oshie admitted to that. He spent that first period doing that, and then he was like, you know what? I'm going to play my game and take advantage of the space that the other teams are giving me. And I think if you have three superstar talents on that first line, in Ovechkin, Backstrom, and Oshie, someone's going to have a ton of space to use, and it's going to work to their advantage. And you're going to see teams that are not going to be able to necessarily gang up and guard or be able to stop Ovechkin, because you're going to have Backstrom and Oshie putting the puck in the back of the net because you're not focusing on them. You have to then focus on those guys, which then opens up the ice for Ovechkin.
Yeah, you know, like you still that little spin-a-rooney move he did. I mean, I think every Caps fan kind of watched that and was like, ooh, that's the Oshie that we paid to see. That's the guy that we want on this team. So if he's doing flashy moves like that, that's awesome. As long as he's getting pucks to the back of the net, that's important. I don't really know if you need another guy to be passing to Ovechkin. Backstrom does a good enough job of that on his own. Well, you know, hopefully.
I think if the three of them can get on the same page, then they're going to be a lot of fun to watch, because teams are not going to be able to just. Like, if you remember a couple of years ago, the teams would just focus on stopping Ovechkin and they forced the other guys to try and beat them offensively.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you're going to be able to do that anymore. You're going to have to play a one on one with Ovechkin, because if you don't, you're going to leave up open space for Backstrom or Oshie be able to put the puck in the back of the net. And they have to make sure that other teams are going to have to be sure they don't do that. Otherwise, you're going to be leaving a ton of ice for someone with a lot of talent.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm excited to see what happens with the regular season. Nick Backstrom hopefully back by the start of the regular season.
He apparently thinks he's going to be back in time.
We'll see about that.
I mean, I don't know. Trotz said Backstrom reportedly wants to be back by opening night, October 10th against New Jersey. He wants to be ready by then. Whether that's going to happen is a completely different thing, but he expects to be ready. So it sounds like, I mean, he's been out there skating.
Yeah, he's been on the ice for a while, even before training camp started.
Sounds like he's getting better, but it's one thing to be out there skating. It's another to be able to take contact.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
I think if he is progressing well, we may see him a couple of games into the season and not a month.
Now,
definitely be better for this team.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what did you think of Kuznetsov being the top line center? Were you impressed with what he was able to bring to the table?
No, I like what Kuznetsov brought. I think it's hard stuff to tell because it was the first game, so the guys are still getting used to being back on the ice one another and getting hit and hitting people and not having as much space as you may have in practice. But I think if Backstrom's out for a couple of games, or if they want to give him a rest during the season, I think Kuznetsov is a very, very good alternative to have as your first line center. I think on a team that wasn't lucky enough to be able to draft Backstrom, Kuznetsov is your number one center. So I think the way this team looks, depending on what they make their second line, they definitely have two very good scoring lines.
Yeah. Oh, 100% they do. I'm just interested to see what will happen if Backstrom is hurt, if Kuznetsov is our number one guy. I was kind of intrigued to see how the two Russians were going to do with Oshie. Of course, you know, Ovechkin and Kuznetsov have a pretty good relationship. I think they lived together for a while. Yeah, so Oshie might feel like the odd man out on that line, but I thought he did a good job on that top line. You know, he's definitely showing he works well with those superstars and belongs there. So what did you think of your boy, Derek Roy? What'd you think of him?
Why is he my boy?
You love that guy, and didn't you say like?
I think you're overstating it just a little bit.
You know, you're like, oh, he's gonna make the team. He's gonna be the star.
I think he will make the team.
He's gonna be
especially if Johansson's not back.
That's right. I heard he was having some problems.
Yeah, Johansson's apparently got a back problem, so he's been out. But he's been skating. Johansson, Backstrom, and Orpik, who had off-season wrist surgery, have been skating with strength coach Mark Nemish. Orpik, apparently Trotz expects Orpik to be ready in time for at least one preseason game. But they're, you know, they're kind of being careful with Johansson. So I think you sign Derek Roy as insurance policy, provided it's not expensive. I think you definitely sign him as an insurance policy. Yeah, you may put him on the press box, but I think he could earn a roster spot. I think he's a solid veteran to have. I think he played well. I mean, if I can't remember the line specifically that he was on, but it seemed like he was on a line with two kids. And so it was tough, you know, necessarily for him to be able to do a lot because these guys are sort of brand new to playing the game. But he seemed to be calm out there. I like that he was calm, collected. He was able to, he can provide a veteran sort of thing for the team and some leadership. And I see no problems provided that he has a cheap cap hit to keep him around.
Hey, if he's cheap enough, why not? And I don't know if you saw this or not. Jake Rizurink put this up on their Facebook page. And this is stupid. Just going to preface that right now. You can go over to Jake Rizurink over on Facebook and check it out. But again, it's stupid. They posted a picture of...
Hey, do you think it was stupid?
It was stupid. But I'm bringing it up anyway because I think it's funny. Because I like stupid humor. They have a picture of Derek Roy in his Caps uniform. And they do a zoom in to his shorts. And he's still wearing his Oilers shorts underneath his Cap shorts that he's wearing.
Where
on the
was
ice.
This? On Facebook?
On Facebook, on Japers Rink. Facebook.com/Japers Rink fan page. That's right, I'm giving Japers Rink a free plug.
Japers Rink. Hey, speaking of which, sort of, did you see that? Well, I don't see this anywhere, by the way. Oh, there it is. Oh, that's weird.
See, isn't it stupid, but...
That's so weird.
But kind of funny.
Like, you'd think the team would have something.
Right.
That's weird. Okay, anyway, sorry. Did you see you watched the game, right? Did you see the whole, they had they usually do the thing where they ask the trivia question?
Yes, I did see that.
And they got it wrong at first, CSA, yeah. Which I thought was very interesting.
You and Joe B were correct.
I tweeted out that I was like, that's not right. Like, I went to HockeyDB and looked it up. I was pretty sure it was Carlson, but I was like, wait. Pretty sure, but I couldn't remember if he was a first or second round pick. He was the end of the first round, like 27th or something.
Right.
And I was like, I don't think that's right. I went and I looked it up and I tweeted it out. And then Caps Hill actually, I guess, responded to it or sent it to Japers Rink because Japers Rink was like, did CSN just get that wrong? I thought that was interesting that they would actually, they admitted it later on. Like, they went back and were like, our bad. We said the wrong thing.
That intern is so getting fired.
Someone's in trouble. So they need to hire a fact check guy.
Yeah,
it was really hard for me to just go to HockeyDB and look it up. It took me 2 seconds.
Telling you, it's an intern, dude. That's a preseason game. They're getting the intern for Monumental Network filling out that stuff, and that person just got fired. That's what's happening. Oh man.
Nah, it's preseason game. Nobody's watching.
Yeah. So all right, game two up in Boston. Justin Williams makes his debut. It wasn't televised, so I didn't get to see it. I didn't listen to John Walton, even though I should have.
Yeah, it sounded good. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, so that kind of sucks. But apparently Michael Latta got hurt, left the ice, went to the locker room for a little bit, but actually came back into the game. So do you know what's going on with Latta?
Last I saw, he had a lower body injury in that game, but he appears to be okay, and they expect him to be back on the ice tomorrow.
Is Tom Wilson okay? Is he doing okay with Latta getting hurt?
I mean, I'm sure he tried to go punch somebody. I would not be surprised in the slightest if he was like, somebody hurt my friend. I'm going to go. Speaking of Wilson, he scored a goal.
He did. He was the game winner, right?
Sort of,
before they went to the...
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, they won the game and then lost the game, which was weird. And first of all, I thought they were going to play the whole 3-on-3 overtime because it was like, it's basically just like sort of practicing how it's going to work, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, they're kind of like...
A minute in, I forget who it was for Carolina. But like a minute in, they scored. And I was like, all right, cool. And everybody left. And I was like, hey, where are you going? Get back on the ice. I want to see more of this. There's so much open ice. There's going to be a lot less shootouts.
Yeah, well, all right. So is this a definite thing? Or because I thought this was...
Yeah, they're doing it.
I thought this was a tryout to see like what the coaches players thought.
This is a tryout in the sense that coaches have the opportunity to try stuff out
before it actually goes in the law.
What?
Before it actually like becomes a law.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the law. It's like when they introduced the shootout. They did shootouts after every preseason game, no matter what. So that teams had the opportunity to like feel it out and like, you know, try and learn more about it. And players could learn more about it, like what things they want to do. how they may want to approach it and yada, yada, yada.
All right. So how does this
happening?
How is this going to work? Is it regular game ends in a tie? Does it go 4-on-4?
I believe straight up 3-on-3.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I like that or not.
The playoffs. Well, you're going to have a lot less. I like it better than going to a shootout.
Well, no, I would be okay if it did like 4-on-4. All right, 5 minutes of that, and then 3-on-3, 5 minutes of that. And if that didn't happen, then go to the shootout, like having three rounds of overtime. 3-on-3, I mean, we saw what happened in the first preseason game with the Caps.
I think it starts how long that goes because the TV deals and things like that, like stations might get pissed if the games go an extra half hour.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like 5-on-5 minutes there, but like, I don't know. I mean, I think there's definitely some other risks that can go involved in regards to non-hockey related things. But I think 3-on-3 is definitely going to end a lot of games earlier than we're expecting, or than 4-on-4 did.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I mean, the Caps definitely have an advantage, and I think having a goaltender that can move the puck like Holpe is going to help this team.
Holpe will definitely be a big help, but what about those guys? Like we saw in this first game, Kuznetsov fires a puck and he kind of does the dump and chase, which is what the Caps are a big fan of. And you know, the puck misses the net, goes against the board, and then immediately you've got a 3-on-1 going back in the same direction. When you got two big goal scorers like Kuznetsov and Ovechkin taking shots on goal and hoping that one goes in, a lot of the times when you're doing that, they do go wide of the net. I mean, the Capitals are constantly going wide to the net instead of actually hitting the net or a post or anything like that. It does that. It goes into the other team's stick, and then you got a 3-on-1. And I mean, I'm concerned about how quick that game was over in that first preseason game. It wasn't Holpe, of course, but that was very hard to watch.
If it was Holpe, if it would have made much of a difference.
I know. That's what I'm worried because, man, you do a crazy shot like that, and boom, you're immediately on defense, like within 30 milliseconds.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, teams are definitely going to have to pay attention, but I think with the amount of talent, and especially offensive talent the Caps have, I mean, think of the different possibilities. They can go with three forwards, a little bit of a risk, but you have three guys that can definitely control the puck. Or you can go with, you have Niskanen out there, or Orlov, or Carlson.
All right, who would be your go-to three? Who are you going to start in overtime? Who are your three?
Ovechkin, Backstrom, and Niskanen. Or Carlson is my top three. And then you could have, like, see, I want to have a center out there. Now, the other thing you could do is, like, for example, you could have, this is going to sound silly, but, like, Beagle, Oshie, and Carlson. And then if Beagle wins the faceoff, he can jump out and you can put Ovechkin on. So then you have Ovechkin, Oshie, and Carlson.
Interesting.
So, like, you have a lot of options. This team has a lot of options as to who they can put out on the ice.
See, I would go with Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, and Orlov. The three Russian guys.
It's not bad. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see that at some point.
You know, Orlov has got a lot of offensive mindset to him, but he's a good defenseman as well. And you got two big goal scorers, and you got guys that'll work well together. Those three together, they could cause some harm to the other team.
Some harm? No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably going to punch a few people. No. No, that's Wilson. Put him out there, just have him just fight everybody, and then there's nobody left.
Just have him pin up one of the guys against the boards and have it be 3-on-2 or 2-on-2.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think the Caps have a lot of great opportunities to be able to get out there and be able to score some goals in these overtimes. I think we're going to see a lot less shootouts, which I think is a very good thing.
Yeah, yeah. Caps made history last year, so they got rid of that shootout. What was it, 23 rounds the Caps went in last December?
Yeah, it would be nice if they won one of those long shootouts that they actually went.
Yeah, that would be nice. So,
be a nice change of pace.
I don't know if you heard this, but during that first game, there was a lot of talk about Wilson and this being a breakout year for him. And there's a big,
nice change of pace,
big magnifying glass on that guy. They said that they're expecting him to move up to the third line pretty permanently, and that he's going to be taking the place of Joel Ward. What do you think about that?
I think you and I have already talked about that.
Yeah,
at some point, like that's pretty much what. At least that's what I expect. That's what I think he should be doing in third line. I think they were talking about Chimera, like, and Wilson were together on Monday's game, and the CSN guys, I think it might have been Lachlan, was saying that he thinks that could be a very solid third line for the team, which is definitely possible. It would be interesting in terms of who did I have for my third line before? Oh, where do you put Burakovsky? You know, like if let's say the first line's Ovechkin, Backstrom, Oshie, and then you have if Johansson's ready, if they have Johansson.
I feel like we're going back to last week.
No, more or less.
Yeah.
Johansson, Kuznetsov, and Williams. It's like, where's Burakovsky go? Is he on the fourth line? That's definitely not the minutes you want for that for the guy, for a young guy like that. You want him playing more, especially with offensive-minded players. So it'll be interesting to see how the lineup is. But I think, you know, Wilson definitely needs to start bringing more to the team offensively. He scored the first goal, which is nice to see. He got set up for a nice opportunity. I think he needs to go to the net more and be on the line with guys that can definitely give him more opportunities, like Leick and potentially Chimera if he plays well season. And I think he's going to be all right. If he doesn't put the puck in the net, then we're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
And him, we're going to have a chat.
But he's already done it once, so, I mean...
It's not going to go well for me.
Got to go up from there, I guess, right? I mean, got to.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, he should. No, I got faith. I think Wilson's going to be able to bring more. I'm not looking for him to score 20 to 25 goals, necessarily, but... You know, I want him to have more than Ward did during the regular season. What did Joel Ward have last season goal-wise? Let's look it up, shall we? Because I know Ward was money in the postseason, but in the regular season, not so much.
Nah.
Not so much. He had 19 goals. Actually, not bad. 2012, 2013, he had 8 goals in the – oh, it was 8, 39 games. Oh, right, the lockout. Fun times. His first season with the Caps, he had 6.
Yeesh.
Right. So he had 34 points last season, 19 goals, 56. Now, he also had a lot of power play time. So he had 6 power play goals. So he got, you know, so let's say Wilson gets, I'd like to see 25 points out of him. 25 points. Let's start with that. By the end, whether it's goals or assists, 20 to 25 points. That's what I want to see from Wilson.
I think that's a good goal for the kid. I think that's a good idea.
It's a nice stepping stone if he can get there. If he can get more, great. But I think 20 to 25 points in the regular season is a starting point. Definitely for Wilson. I mean, anything less than that, and I mean, I guess he's still getting better. He's still potentially getting there, but it's just not as quick as I guess I would like it.
Yeah, he's
not that anyone necessarily cares what I like. I'm just saying, like,
hey, you're the coach.
I am the coach, and you better do what I said, damn it. I expect more from the kid. If he's going to be bumped up to the third line, I think they need to have a solid third line that can not only shut down the other team's top line, but be able to put the puck in the net occasionally. And, you know, that's what Wilson and whoever else he's on the line with need to be doing. I think 20 to 25 points is fair enough.
That's fair. That's definitely fair. You know, he's been in the league for a long
time. You don't make
time.
It, you're out.
Right, exactly. All right, so anything else we should cover in Caps world? We've covered the first two games and injuries. Anything else we should talk about?
I don't know. Let's see. The team said a couple of WHL guys back. Is it Connor Hobbs? Yeah, because if it was Calvin Hobbs, that would just be too awesome. Connor Hobbs, he is being held. He's being sticking around with the team for a little bit as a reward. He's been playing well. Or he goes back probably to the WHL. They sent a couple of no-name guys, but, you know, guys that were never going to make this team back. Everyone's still sticking around. When's their next game?
Thursday. We're recording this Wednesday night, so Thursday is their next game. It's not televised, though. They're still on the road.
No, it's not televised until next Friday.
Yeah. So we've got...
Did they have more last year that were televised?
I thought so, but these are... The only games that are at home, they're not sending the crew on the road. The TV crew. Huh. Yeah, so they're at Montreal, and then at the Islanders, and then at Carolina, and then they're back on Friday, October 2nd against Boston, and then October 4th against the Islanders. And those two are at home and will be televised. And then from the 4th to the 10th, it will be Coach Dan and I's very special What the Puck episode, where we preview the regular season, what we want to see, and when we expect people to be back.
Whoa, what is about their website? Oh, that's like the loading page. Have you gone to the Caps website looks different.
That's
a different background.
That is completely different.
But that's not the first thing. Yeah, that's like the I don't know what to call it.
The training camp headquarters?
Yeah, but then click like enter, go to caps, the actual website.
This kind of looks like Windows 10.
Well, they did change some of their stuff, though. It's like Windows. Yeah, that would surprise me. I have not updated my... No one cares about this. Who gives a crap? All right, so Saturday, the first game.
What do you think about Windows 9?
I thought they started the season on the road.
No. First game's on the 10th, right?
Yeah, against the Devils. I'm trying to go to that game.
I have to work that night.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Tuesday, October 13th.
I'm off that day, so I might be able to go
Joel
to that game.
Joel Ward comes back to D.C.
Welcome back, Joel Ward, capital de Washington.
No, he plays for the Sharks, not the Canadians.
I know, but back last year, the only way I could listen, because I don't have NHL on Sirius, the only way I could listen to the Caps game was in French from a Canadian station that I had on Sirius.
I would do a French joke, but I don't speak any like a lick of French, like not even a little bit.
Well, I listened to a whole period of the Capitals game in French, and the only thing I could figure out was Joel Ward, capitale de Washington. And I was like, I was like, yes, Joe Ward. He did something. I know it.
I've tried to listen to European football games, like Italian ones, and I don't know what the hell's going on half the time. Yeah, these tickets are expensive for the first game.
SeatGeek.
That's what I'm trying. That's what I want.
Really? Still expensive?
$55.
Right, hold on. Go look at the ticket prices on SeatGeek for the October 2nd preseason game.
$5.
Five bucks.
That's not so bad. That's later. You have a lot of the... they're still expensive down low, though. Damn it.
But still, oh, look at this. On the glass, section 115, $31.
What day is it? Oh.
It's a Friday.
Some movie comes out that weekend that I want to see.
The Martian? Do you want to see The Martian?
Yes, that movie looks cool.
I really want to see that. It's got Matt Damon in it. It's got the chick from Zero Dark Thirty.
Brandon and Dan talk about movies.
Hey, this is what we went to school for.
That's true. I'm surprised we haven't done that yet.
I got an idea. We're gonna talk off air for that one. But look, The Martian's got Matt Damon. It's got the chick from Zero Dark Thirty in it. It's got the dude from Ant-Man. Huh? It's got
Jessica Chastain.
Yes,
Kate. Are we doing the Walking Dead thing again? By the way.
Oh yeah, why not?
Are you watching Fear?
Fear the Walking Dead I've been enjoying it. A lot of people are saying it's slow. All right. I like it.
Let's talk about this off air since people have already. Well, it doesn't matter. Everyone's already turned this off by now.
All right, let's finish the show. Talk about it. If you want to hear us talk about The Walking Dead and would like to listen to a podcast about The Walking Dead, tell us what you think about that.
Do you expect number one center and Swedish sensation, I don't know why, Nicholas Backstrom to be back in time for the opening game on October 10th? Against New Jersey.
No, I don't.
Oh, no faith in this the guy. And I agree. I don't think he'll be back.
A hip injury is really hard to come back from. Hip is very important for anybody in the sports industry. So I expect him to be back by the start of November. But
oh, damn, you say the whole first month.
The whole first month because the dude is still – I think he's in a no-contact jersey still.
He's just skating. I don't think he's doing anything in practice.
Yeah, so you need time to work that out as well. So I'm saying by the 1st of November he'll be back. But that first month, I don't think you're ready yet.
Can you imagine if you're the first guy to hip-check him in practice –
and you break his hip again?
First dude goes to hit him, and everyone's going to be like, oh, my God! Okay, he's okay. Or, oh, my God, you're cut, and Backstrom's in the hospital. I mean, that's going to be – it's going to be interesting. The first dude that hits him, it's just going to be like, yeah, everyone's going to freak out a little bit. But, no, I think – my guess, he's back by – he misses the first three games. He's back by the 17th take on the Carolina Hurricanes in D.C.,
I hope you're right. Hope I'm wrong, but I think I'm right.
I will be right.
I think he'll be back against the Rangers November 3rd. In New York, that's right.
What if he's going to hang out with Thomas DePaoli?
DePaoli, get a cup of coffee.
DePaoli, get some coffee.
That's how we're going to stop every show now. All right, everybody, go have fun.
Can I get cheaper tickets on the Caps website?
Than $5?
And SeatGeek? Interesting. Oh, no, you know what they do with your Ticketmaster and they charge all the extra fees? Never mind, probably not.
Yeah.
All right, anyways, let's wrap it.
All right, so yeah, let's wrap this thing up. If you want to continue to talk Caps hockey with Josh, you're not Josh. I did that show yesterday.
I could be Josh.
I did that show yesterday.
You know, I can't. You wait, you called him me?
No, I do that all the time. I did the show yesterday with Josh, not you.
So if we do another show, you're going to be completely confused.
Yeah.
I can't retweet anything he puts up.
Oh, he's set to private. That's why.
Oh, he and I are like friends or whatever on here.
I know, but you can't retweet a private account to all your followers because not all your followers follow him.
Oh. Okay, cool. One day when I was talking about it, I was like, I can't figure this out. He's like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
This guy's a Redskins fan. I don't know what he's talking to me. All right. Even though we have a better record than the Ravens right now and probably maybe for two more weeks.
That's what I was thinking, like, as we were losing against the Raiders. And I'm like, oh, Coach Dan's never going to let me hear the end of this. I just invite him.
The difference is I don't care about the Ravens.
Right.
And I don't mean that to say that negatively. I just don't. Like, I'm not a – like, if you were a Tennessee Titans fan, I'd be like, okay.
Good for you, man.
You know what I mean. Yeah. Like, I don't care. If you're a Cowboys fan, we have problems.
Sure, sure. I'm not going to lie. I was one of those kids back in the day who had a Cowboys starter jacket.
Bandwagon jumping son of a – no, I'm just kidding.
This was before the Ravens existed. Everyone – you grew up in the same era as me. Everyone had a starter jacket with the giant –
I never had one.
With the giant pocket
and
on
again,
the stomach.
You go off topic.
But I had a Cowboys one. I didn't have anything anybody else to root for.
You know? I never had a starter jacket. I don't think so.
Oh, you definitely did.
No, dude. I'm telling you, I don't think so. I don't think I ever had a starter jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't – when I was a kid, I wasn't really into like
– being cool?
Shut up. I played team sports, but I never really like followed quite as closely until I got to middle school. I was more into basketball.
Well, you know what I was into growing up? I was into wrestling, and I didn't even start watching football until sophomore year of college. And then hockey I got into after WrestleMania 11 because I went up to Hartford, Connecticut for that to see it, and Hartford Whalers stuff was all over the place. And I was like, what is this? What is this logo? This is so weird. And I looked into the Whalers, and ever since that, I got into hockey, and I really, really didn't get into hockey until Ovi came to town. I always followed it, but I wasn't really, like, a diehard fan.
I was a big Caps fan. I probably, like, really got into the Caps in high school.
Right.
Like, before that, I was a fan, but it was more my brother. And then I really started following the team in high school, and then now I'm, like, following all sorts of sports and stuff. But I think when I was a kid, it was more playing. I was never really into teams besides the Spurs in the NBA.
Yeah, I played, what was it, NBA, what was the game?
NBA with Jam?
He's on fire!
Oh, that, NBA Jam. That game was awesome.
Yeah, that was a great game. That was a great game. All right, well, let's wrap this show up. If you want to continue to talk hockey or wrestling or football or NBA Jams, you can tweet to Dan or I. Tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter, of all places, at WTP Coach Dan. You can also find me occasionally, rarely, if I ever have time to write an article. I'm busy with this freaking master's homework and you know, the real world. You can find me at CapitalsOutsider.com. This is a Caps fan-run website devoted to the Washington Capitals and their bobbleheads, of which I haven't gotten any new ones recently. Brandon, have you?
I have not. I have not. I've only gotten the Christmas
one. How dare
one
you?
In July. So,
not yeah. Get a bobblehead.
I'm hoping Verizon Center has a big sale pretty soon, and we can go get.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, that's what I did.
I don't know how I feel about buying them, though.
That's what I did all my Christmas shopping with, like, 2 years ago. The Capitals had a giant sale, like, one of the weekends in September at the Verizon Center, and, man, I saved so much money that Christmas.
Actually, I take it back. I did get a new bobblehead recently, but it wasn't a Caps one. It was one of those Funko V for Vendetta ones.
Oh, I'm a Funko fanatic. I have an entire wall dedicated to those things.
I have a couple.
I'm a hunter. I've gone to 16 Walgreens so far looking for Star Wars Funkos that are exclusive to just Walgreens. That's how sick I am. I have a Funko pen pal, and we exchange them.
They should have a new one on Capitals Outsider with Funko. They should have some Caps ones.
Yeah, they should.
So yeah, you can find all the, you can find the Funko bobbleheads at Caps Outsider. No, you can't because they don't have any of those. Those would be cool though.
They've got a couple MLB ones, and they've got a bunch of NFL players.
I want a Caps Funko guy.
One Slapshot.
Lobot, no, no, because you know what they'll do? Hat trick.
Yeah.
That stupid freaking little bird. I hate that guy. And you know who also has a second one? I just found this out, I think. Nationals.
Really?
I was at a game with a friend. He got really good seats. He's awesome. Thank you, Will. He got me really good seats to a Nats game. And his third base side, like 30 rows up or something, but it was like real nice. Anyways, but it was like, there's like a second bird, and I was like, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to punch him. There should be one mascot, that's it. And the presidents, because those things are funny looking.
Everybody loves the presidents. They're all over the place.
Big old heads. Okay, anyways, that's where you can find me. Well, Brandon, what about Brando Cash Entertainment?
Go to BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need about What the Puck, about the call, whatever else we decide to put out, photos, videos, all that good stuff. Go over to Facebook.com/BrandoCash. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. Also, go to Facebook.com/WTP Podcast and at WTP_podcast on Twitter. We're available on both platforms, and you can check us out there. Whenever we post a new show, you will be the first to know, all right? So, we do this show for free. It's still training camp. We're working out the kinks. That's how NBA Jams came up on this show.
That explains most of this episode.
That explains most of this episode. So, what we need,
dude,
to...
Like, our buddy, what's his name, in Chicago, Alex Brown?
Yeah.
He's going to be listening to the episode and be like, he gave us a lot of props last week, this week. I think he's going to be like, you guys need to reel it in, focus.
Yeah, he's going to be like, you know what? I take them all back.
You guys actually suck.
Yeah. All right. Where were we? Oh, yeah. So we do this show for free. You guys listen and download and you stream this show for free. All we ask is that please, in return, spread the word about What the Puck. There's a bunch of people over on the Reddit page asking about podcasts. I don't like to talk about my own podcast because I usually get spammed, you know.
I'll do it.
You know, a lot of people say, like, don't promote your own stuff, God forbid, over on Reddit. But, hey, whatever. So we need you guys to do it. All right. So let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit, anywhere you are social on the web, say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan. I can't wait for the season to start. What the Puck is getting me ready. And you guys all should be listening too. We are available on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, and Overcast. So I think that's everything. Hopefully we'll be back next week with something to talk about. There's not going to be a game for us to watch, but we'll figure out something. We'll talk
we'll get more news on Backstrom and Johansson and Orpik and Lotta and someone else.
That's it for us this week. The Capitals have a couple more preseason games coming up, so make sure you check them out. Listen to John Walton and the Caps Radio Network.
Yeah.
And then tweet to him and say, there's this great podcast you should be putting on the Caps Radio Network. These two guys, they're really good.
Yeah, sure, since we talked to them before on this very podcast.
And you should pay them. Anyway.
Well, that's one thing at a time.
All right, so everybody, say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jax. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
Wait, you cut out. Who?
Kuznetsov.
Thanks, Skype. I was like, what do you think of... You think he bring to the table? And I was like, God, what?
Pizza? He brought pizza to the table.
I should be like, I think he was great. The way he handled the puck and played the game was fantastic.
What's his number again? Right. Yes, that guy.
Yes,
uh-huh.
That guy. It's like something you've seen in a TV show where they record in advance of something that would happen, like they do in the Super Bowl episodes, and they would just like have something blocking their mouth and they could record it later on. It was great seeing the, you know, Patriots win the game. Like, it was so obviously fake, but it was always funny to watch.